And you might think that active duty troops can't speak out against the war, but there is legal room for dissent. And one 29-year-old Navy petty officer is taking advantage of that in an unusual way. Jonathan Hutto enlisted in the Navy in 2003. Late last year, he helped create the Appeal for Redress. It's a website that allows active duty and reserve troops to email their representatives in Congress and ask that the U.S. withdraw from Iraq. Hutto's resume includes a stint as student body president at Howard University and jobs at the ACLU and Amnesty International. When Hutto and I spoke, he says he doesn't have a problem with being part of a chain of command, but that shouldn't keep him from speaking his mind.
You know, historically, I have not had any problems with dealing with hierarchy, if you will. Most organizations have a structure that you have to deal with. What troubled me about the military when I joined was the culture, if you will, and I don't want to say it as if it exists throughout the entire military because I don't know, but I know through my individual experiences in the military, I've had to face some situations that I don't believe any person should face right now in the United States of America in 2006, at least from an organizational standpoint. And so because of that, then I definitely became one who resisted.
Now, how did you come up with the idea for the Appeal for Redress, and what exactly is it?
The idea itself comes out of the GI movement. It was a movement of active duty soldiers, sailors, Marines during the Vietnam War who were very active while they were within the ranks in advocating their positions to the government in terms of how they felt about that war. The idea itself comes out of their history from a book called Soldiers in Revolt, written by David Courtwright, who himself was a member of the GI movement and was enlisted in the United States Army at that time. Today serves as a professor of peace studies at Notre Dame University. From our legal research, we were able to find the Military Whistleblower Protection Act, which says that any and all members of the military, without prior command approval and without any reprisals, can communicate with a member of Congress on any issue. And so that's the basis, that's the crux of the Appeal for Redress.
Can you read me the statement that other people sign on to?
The statement, not in front of me, but you know I know it. As a patriotic American proud to serve the country in uniform, I respectfully ask my member of Congress to withdraw all troops and bases out of Iraq. What's currently taking place in Iraq is not working. It's time for American troops to come home.
That's pretty close to what we have on paper. I mean, at least in spirit, it's identical. But let me just break down a couple things with you. Patriotic American, what does that mean to you?
A patriotic American, you know, growing up in Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised, I was a child of a mother who was very active in the civil rights movement as a college student there in Atlanta. And so patriotism to me was defined through the prism of the civil rights struggle, through the prism of upholding those founding principles of our country that you find within the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Patriotism to me is a love of country. It is a love of the society you live in, but it's also having a questioning attitude about the direction of your country. It's having a questioning attitude towards policy.
But in speaking to Neil Saunders, who was a sergeant who served in Iraq, he basically said, we've got to be in it. We've got to stay in it. What kind of pushback do you get from people who are within the military about how you feel?
I like to appeal to their conscience, honestly. And this is not, in no way would we be disrespecting anyone of their comrades, anyone of their friends, their colleagues, their loved ones who have died in Iraq, have been injured in Iraq, who have served in Iraq and are still recovering from Iraq. We have to make a distinction between that personal camaraderie, if you will, that you have to your shipmate, to your colleague, to your comrade, and the policy of your government. Those are two different things. I'm not anti-military, nor am I a pacifist. I serve in the military. I come today as one that questioned the current policy. And there's a difference. One has to make a distinction between the government and the people.
Now, how's life been for you since you have started the appeal? Have you felt retaliation, the chill of ill will from your colleagues, official action, any threats?
No, I haven't received any threats. I haven't received any official reprisals. I may have gotten some bad looks or bad stares. The policy in terms of how an active duty member of the military is to conduct themselves in this type of situation was spelled out to me by the public affairs officer on my boat. I basically said that as long as you're out of uniform, off base, and that you stress that you're speaking in your own personal capacity, which I'm doing right here. And as long as you're not slanderous against the commander-in-chief or governmental leaders, then you can speak your mind to the policy. And so that's what I'm doing right here.
What about the actions of someone, Lieutenant Aaron Watada, who faces court-martial for resisting deployment? You weren't put in that position. But if you were, what would you do?
If I was ordered to go to Iraq, is that your question?
That's my question.
If I was ordered to go to Iraq reluctantly and unfortunately, I would go. I would not want to go. But at the same time, I'm no better than the thousands of men and women who are in Iraq today. And so if I'm ordered to go, I would go knowing that the United States shouldn't be there. I would not resist and not go because I don't believe that that's the way we can turn this policy around. I think that we turn this policy around by engaging it from where we are. Men and women in the military can and shall, and I believe will, be that untapped force that can turn this around. When they begin to raise their voice, I believe we can turn this thing around.
But how can people speak up and rise up if they've got bills to pay, if they've made certain agreements that this is what they've got to do? Isn't it asking an awful lot of people to speak their mind when speaking their mind could lose them their livelihood?
Well, you know, when we say speak your mind, we say speak your mind responsibly. I think one has to make a distinction, though, between taking an oath to defend your country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and then having reservations and misgivings about some of the policies. I don't believe that's contradicting. I don't believe that taking an oath to serve in the military means that now your constitutional rights are suspended. If I can defend the Constitution, I can uphold the principles as well, and I can also participate in democracy as fully as I can.
Well, Jonathan Hutto, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jonathan Hutto is an active duty Navy petty officer based in Norfolk, Virginia. He joined us from the studios of member station WHRO in Norfolk.